Jeremiah King and Ryan Schmidt didn't know each other when they entered the Monroe County drug court system more than 2 years ago, but today are good friends. They signed their plea on the same day, entered drug court on the same day, and graduated the same day. A competitive challenge between the two kept them focused.
I was going to die. You know, maybe slower, maybe quicker, but that's where I was going.
Just breaking that cycle of addiction and then just the repeated motion of, you know, the denial process that we get into, you know, that this way of life is normal. You know, everybody does this just to cope and manage with life. I couldn't break it on my own. And the only times in the last couple of years of addiction I had a chance to break it was when I was taken out of that environment and put in there, you know, the care and custody of Monroe County. And I smile about it because truly I do believe it's what saved my life.
The three largest drug courts in the state are Marion, Monroe, and Vigo counties, and all use similar structures and concepts. Marion County Superior Court Judge Jose Salinas says the immediate consequences for violating terms of the program help to scare offenders straight.
It gives you an intensive focus, an intensive one-on-one interaction between our case managers and their clients, that we find out about what's going on in their lives, not a month later, you know, when we find out that they came back dirty last month, dirty for a urine drop. We find out the next week. And usually when they know that they have to drop and they're going to be dirty, many times we find out the day or within 2 days.
And when drug users find a way out of their addiction, it saves the county money. Monroe County Drug Court Coordinator Steve Malone says participants spend 51% fewer days in jail than those who opt out of the program.
When these participants made eligible for the program, they've been arrested, they've been referred to us, they have committed a criminal offense. But are they true criminals? Most aren't. I mean, it's a disease, you know. They have an addiction to alcohol. They have an addiction to marijuana. They have an addiction to cocaine. And they're not true criminals. But we help them to become more productive citizens.
King says two options awaited him while addicted, prison or death. He says his son and a potentially hefty prison sentence changed his life.
I tried my best to control my using. I tried my best to control, everything about my life. And I kind of had to realize that the answer, it was nowhere in here. I had to let in a lot of influences from other people, I had to get humble enough to know that, I don't know how to live life. And, drug court gave me a chance, and I took it. There's a cloud put on by drug use that, you just can't see what is going on around you. I'm a taxpayer. For the first time in my life, I can say that. And, I think about that, in terms of, alternative sentencing for the jails, we pay for as taxpayers. You know what I mean? I have a different perspective.
Wes Huddleston, CEO of the National Association of Drug Court Professionals, says Indiana's drug court system is an example to other states considering similar programs.
Indiana is at the top. To be specific about that, they are only one of three states that has a statewide certification of drug court. So the drug courts are actually performing to high standards and to outcome measures.
A current participant who asked to remain anonymous says she's come to realize her problems only get worse if she succumbs to her addiction.
This is a problem for people, and instead of just locking you away and throwing away the key, or that doesn't cure anything. I saw women in jail that with no help, getting no help, they're just going to continue, they'll just come back, and it will happen again because no one is giving them that chance, And I do believe that this program is about giving you that second chance.
For the weekly special, I'm Shamika Neely.